Last Sunday in the message, we examined some of the spiritual groundwork, some foundation, some bedrock in the doctrine of the Trinity to provide comfort and support in these times and for the work we have ahead of us. And not just comfort and support for that work, but the recognition of the necessity for that work, the rightness of that work, and indeed the urgency of that work. And so today and the next two Sundays, we will be examining some of that work. We will be hearing from other voices, and these will be times of both lament and of challenge. These may be times you welcome with open arms or resist with stiffening backs, or a combination of both. Whether welcoming or resisting, this is the work of the mission of the church. This is God's work in the world. Now, next Sunday, we will speak and hear of reconciliation, and the following Sunday, it will be Pride Sunday. But today we hear of racism, and we hear from some of the Black leaders in our church, the Black Clergy Network of the United Church of Canada. I'd like you to let the work of these leaders move you. I'd like you to sit comfortably as I am doing here and listen. I'd like the work of these leaders to move you toward the question for moving forward together. How do we as a church, indeed as a society, do God's work in the world? Now, let us listen in light of the creation story of Genesis we have heard this morning. Let us listen with this thought that was spied on a protest sign ringing. Let this thought ring in your heads. Racism is a disrespect to God's creativity. Let us listen and let us hear.
How am I doing?
Who cares?
Il serait peut-être mieux de vous retourner la question.
How can you help?
How can you help dismantle the sin of racism?
How have you been complacent?
Privileged.
How do we as a church do the mission of God's work in the world?
To love one another as God has loved us.
Sans considération de race ou de culture.
Isn't race a fake construct anyway?
My blackness centers whiteness.
It others me.
It forces us to live within a system of opposition.
And I reject that.
Yet since we persist in this system of lies, of white supremacy,
racism.
Black lives matter.
Trop longtemps, le corps du noir a été considéré comme quelque chose inférieur à la condition humaine, à peine une commodité.
The deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and the threat to Christian Cooper's life confirm this disheartening truth.
It is facile to point a finger to events far away from home.
Yet racism exists in Canada, and it is not recent.
Viola Desmond lamented this.
The family of Andrew Loku, Regis Korchinski, Paquette lament this.
Black lives live and lament this reality.
Every single day.
I didn't even know that I was black until I came to this country, Canada. A country I thought was welcoming, a country of acceptance.
It doesn't matter. I was born here. And people are always trying to locate me somewhere else.
Where are you from? Where are your parents from?
From away.
Bien que nous soyons tous appelés à baptiser au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit,
we fail to truly live into our baptism.
To repent in order to change our ways.
Nothing has changed.
How am I doing?
Comment ça va?
I am numb.
I am traumatized.
I can barely find the words to say.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I need you to do something.
Say something.
Votre silence est assourdissant.
I'm angry. I'm courageous enough to feel this rage. Your moments of kindness are not enough.
We need to center ourselves on something more than whiteness.
Because I love God with all my heart, with all my strength, with all my soul, with all my mind. And I love this diverse body of people filled with the Holy Spirit, who we call the church. But I can't breathe.
Mais je n'arrive pas à respirer.
This anger's foundation is deep-seated pain that is taking its toll emotionally,
physically,
and spiritually.
And still, I serve because I am called.
I was promised that the burden would be light, the yoke would be easy, and yet...
What if what's on my neck is not a stole?
But a knee.
A knee of subtle mistreatment or blatant aggression.
As I am seen as a threat and I am profiled by those I meet in my community.
Le genou du formalisme. Comme dans l'église ou au culte.
My gifts are ignored or reframed.
De mes collègues blancs.
To then be accepted.
A knee of isolation and oppression.
As my academic work is scrutinized through a biased white lens.
And I might not challenge anyone
because they might cry.
Les Noirs vivent et décrivent cette honteuse réalité.
Don't you know that I am a person?
When you see me, I want you to see my humanity.
How I am made in God's image, just like you.
Just like you.
I have hope. God is good.
But I am not good with a system of racism.
I am not good. My allies are not good.
We all are fed up.
I am hopeful that I will be seen, that I will be heard, that I will be affirmed.
I look forward to the day when we will dismantle the system of racism as participants in God's reconciling and transformative work.
I look forward to the day of redemption.
Where is God in all of this?
Dieu est ici pour nous inspirer à changer.
We are not alone.
Nous ne sommes pas seuls.
We are not alone.
Thanks be to God.
Listen, hear, understand, lament, repent, and act. As is stated in the video, God is here aspiring us to change. What change? Well, first, systems. Murray Sinclair said that systemic racism is when the system itself is based upon and founded upon racist beliefs and philosophies and thinking, and has put in place policies and practices that literally force even non-racists to act in a racist way. So first, examining how our systems deny, impede, and hinder access and participation in our churches, in our governments, and in our institutions. We can't change history, and denying history does not do any good, but we can dismantle its negative, life-denying results. And second, change is individual. No matter how open-minded, socially conscious, anti-racist we may think we are, we still have old, learned, hidden biases that we need to examine. And it's our responsibility to check ourselves daily for stereotypes, for prejudice, and ultimately for discrimination. So, and yet, there is hope. In all the turmoil and all the pain of today, there is hope. This reckoning has to come. This moving toward justice and one another is inevitable to the building of the kingdom of God. To recognizing it in our midst, to embracing all that God declared good. It's in the offing. That deep stretch of the ocean that is visible from the land, it is in the offing. And we hear it sung now by John. It's natural for the spirit to soar and play, way the world wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's gotta be. That's how it's gotta be for all on God's good green earth. We can see that day in the offing. It is coming within our sights. Let's bring it closer. Let's make it our work. Let's bring it home. It will be so. Amen.